This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 154, finally, for Monday, May 17th, 2021.
On the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. Also, we got some crazy news. What's going on, Robert?
Crazy news this week. We're going to talk about a lost phone, the wrong beer, a woman scorned, live photo strikes again, a shitty situation.
Oh boy.
And the old cocaine switcheroo.
I hate when that happens. For the year 2021, I feel like this is like episode 3 or something like that. It's, you know, life happens. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear about how life happens and we don't
Kelly
get around
does.
To recording.
She wants to know that we're episode 1 in a row.
She knows it. It's one episode in a row. 0/1 episodes in a row. Yeah. We're both coming at you from strip clubs tonight. I feel like, so my basement, the kids have wrecked it.
Yeah.
So it's very embarrassing, and I don't want you to have to look at that, Robert. So I put virtual backgrounds up in our Skype session here, And here I'm in a, it looks like I'm at a strip club. There's a lovely lady dancing on a pole. And then I see you're coming.
She's exercising.
You're coming. You're recording tonight from another strip club, it appears.
Thank you for changing that.
With another lovely lady, still clothed, dancing on poles. She's doing a great job, though.
This is more appropriate.
This is a family show. You know, we gotta make sure that we keep things appropriate. But anyway, how have you been? How's everything going? I almost forgot what you look like.
Yeah, no, it's been a while. It's been a while. Things are going good. You know, finally getting nice outside. The weather is turning. It's spring. So the allergies are kicking back in. But no, we've just been doing baseball, which is the usual, which has kind of messed up a couple of our weeks and probably will. We've got a couple more of those. It'll all be done and we'll be right in the middle of summer. So it'll be hot.
It's here up in Michigan right now. It's like 80 degrees out there right now. Beautiful. So, you know, I'm down here in my basement, but it's sunny and 80 degrees outside, but that's all right. We'll be out there shortly and soon enough.
70
and, here. It's warm. It's warm out there. I'll take it. We got new furniture delivered today. New patio furniture. Very excited about it.
Finnegan likes it.
Yeah. Finnegan loves it. And what's funny is it's a lot of furniture. Like, I'm like, holy shit, thank goodness we got a huge patio because this is a very large sectional. And then I realized they accidentally delivered a couple extra pieces, I think.
Oh.
I'm like, why do we have a corner piece that's not supposed to be there? And then there's like another like middle piece. So we've made it larger. And I think what I'm going to do is
sell it.
I'm going to return the extra corner piece and get another swivel chair. That's what we're going to do. So if you work at Value City Furniture, you can forget I said that.
Just look.
You know, it's not my
look
fault.
The other way when I come in without a receipt.
You guys brought me extra shit. I didn't ask you to. You know? But anyway.
Well, I'll have to check out the picture because I don't think it looked like you had a whole. I mean, not that I knew what. I thought I knew exactly what you bought. Like, I mean, I wasn't there. I'm just saying it didn't look like anything's out of place.
No, it's supposed to be an L-shaped, there's two like middle pieces on the one side. There's only supposed to be one, so it's a little bit bigger than it was supposed to be.
Longer.
And then there's that like random corner section that's like sitting a separate, which isn't supposed to be there. but I want to return that and get an extra swivel chair.
That's probably good.
That's what I'm going to do. I called my sales lady, Bridget,
and
left her a message to call me back because I want to return the... She doesn't know that I got an extra corner piece, but
that's not necessary. No, so she'll be able to just toss it in the back of your truck. That's why you got that.
Well, exactly. I couldn't have it all delivered. I couldn't pick it up all in my truck because that'd be too much. But just one piece, I can do it. All right, as long as they have it in stock. Nothing's ever in stock anymore, so we'll have to.
No, they don't have anything. Ben's been asking for a computer forever. He wants to play his games there, and he wants to. He's got to go into middle school, so buy him a computer. And you look at places and even like Best Buy, they don't sell them. At least on the website, they don't have. He wants a gaming computer. So I guess a little bit beefed up. So I go to look at that and it's like, no, none in stock. It's all online.
Yeah.
We'll ship it to you, but I don't.
Oh, sure.
Even though it's not for me, I don't have the patience to wait for that. It causes me great anxiety.
Why don't you build one?
I thought about it, but... I don't really live close enough to a place where I can buy all the parts and like run over there if I'm missing the cord.
See, I got a couple places in my area that do that.
Yeah. No, there's one by the office if I was going there, but I haven't been there but once in the last year and a half. So I'll just buy him one. And they actually have one at that place. They got a refurb of one that's a pretty good deal. So I might have to drive over there. It's like half hour away. Well, no, not half hour. It's 30 miles, but it's still over an hour.
I was going to say.
Fucking DC traffic. Oh, well. But
my body keeps disappearing. So about that.
Oh, it's like a green screen.
I need to get it.
Anyhow, you ready for some beer? I feel like I haven't had any beer in a while, and I don't know if that's true or not, because my memory has gotten even worse since the last
time. Let's do it. I just had a beer, and I had some yesterday, too.
Woohoo!
Ready for more.
Hey, bartender! Oh.
That was very quiet. That was a very quiet drop.
I'll fix it in post. Then I'll get in there and edit these sounds now.
Oh, boy.
I tried to be ahead, but, you know, I was putting the lampshade on the cat, so I didn't have a chance.
She get spayed?
No, she's been licking this spot on her leg, and it was real small. We didn't think anything of it. Then the next day, I guess she licked it all night. So 2 weeks ago, I took her in to the vet, and the vet gave us medicine, gave us all this stuff. Yeah. We put the cone on. And then now she's figured out after it started to heal, she somehow got out of it one night. So it's all back to the way it was at the beginning. And then now she's figured out if she gets her leg just stretched enough, she can reach out past the cone with her little cat face and get a hold of it. So
she's
I got a bigger cone just a little while ago. So
her head
doesn't stay up anymore, which is a bit of a problem. But she'll figure it out. She's tough.
Stupid cat.
Ah, we like her.
I know. Anyway, all right, here to the beer now. To the beer. Enough talk about cats. This week I have
since the store started.
This week I have this is a good one. This is what my buddy Dave, who is now married.
He's Dave now.
Yeah, he's Mr. Dave.
Dave.
Mr. Dave. I don't know.
First name and last name is Dave.
Dave.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is from Oddside Ales, and I don't know if you had anything from Oddside Ales.
I don't think so.
I've had a couple things from them in the past. Let's see. They're based out of Grand Haven, Michigan. So this is local to Michigan. I don't know how far they distribute though, but there's some good ones, and I have a couple. One of these is the Salted Caramel Smoked Porter from Oddside. It's an imperial porter brewed with smoked malts, aged in bourbon barrels with salt and natural caramel flavoring. And that's what I got here. It's, I think, 12.8% alcohol by volume. And it's from Oddside Ales at Grand Haven in Grand Haven, Michigan. And again, this thank you, Dave, for purchasing this beer and sharing. And first off, I do get does have a smoky aroma to it, which is nice.
More importantly, how does it taste? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'm about to tell you.
Oh, okay. I'll just wait.
You get hit with the bourbon up front, some caramel, but there's a smoke flavoring to it, too. Hmm. It's really good. I like it. It's full body, nice and dark. I like it. It's a porter that gives you just the notes of the smokiness, the bourbon. You get the notes of the caramel in there. I mean, straightforward. It's like exactly what it says in the description. Really good. Highly recommend it. Rated 4.5 on Untappd. Nothing else I can really say about it. There's no description. There's no clever wording on the bottle or anything like that. Like, I don't have, like, it's the history of the guy that made it or anything like that that's, on the bottle. So no clever anecdotes.
Yeah.
There's a government warning, though, that says, according to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy.
Yeah.
Because of risk of birth defects. And also, you may not know this, but consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery. May cause health problems. But I'm not turning yellow yet, so this is good. And it's 4.5 on Untappd.
My jaundice is dissipated.
It's good. It's good. My liver's still kicking over here.
It's a slow death.
Yeah. So, I mean, as long as your liver's still working, if you have access to Oddside Ales, this is a really good one. I'm all out of sorts today.
I'm just glad. Yeah, I mean, we talked about this, and I don't know if it was before the tape was rolling, but
yeah.
I'm just glad that they're using the word caramel correctly these days.
Well, that's because
a big accomplishment.
And everybody who's listening from Michigan is going to be like, "What the fuck is caramel? Is
that, what's that? I've never had that.
Is he talking about caramel? 100%, 100%. I've done research. I've researched the origin of caramel, right. And have learned that that's what we say in Michigan. Even though the rest of the world does say caramel, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah. There's two A's in it.
Yes, the salted caramel, smoked porter.
Oh, there you go.
They just got to get rid of that
other time.
They just got to get rid of that second A, and then it'll make sense.
Oh man. Well, I've got something here from our friends at Ardent Craft Ales, and I meant to look to see if I've had anything ever before, and I don't believe I've ever had any on the show, but
I should check and see if I've had
any. You check while I'm rambling.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to have the Little X, and it's their Session IPA, and the can says Little X IPA on it, India Pale Ale. It's actually fairly light, 4.6 alcohol by volume, and it says 6 IBUs, but if you remember what my face looked like when I drank this, it wasn't quite like biting into a lemon, but it had a lot of IPA pop to it. So you would probably turn your nose at it. No, Melissa would turn her nose at it. She's not she doesn't like it. She'll get it near her face and she'll say, "Yeah, I know I'm not going to like this." So she'll usually hand it back. But I like it a lot. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, and then I'll take another sip and tell you what I can taste.
I need your appraisal.
Yep. It says, "Enjoy this Session IPA entry to our IPAX line. Little X is a juicy IPA brewed with a blend of Citra, Mosaic, and Amarillo hops. Little X features tropical fruit flavors and aroma, and thanks to a lower alcohol content, makes for the perfect anytime beer." And my second beer that I have tonight actually fits a lot of that as well. So I think I'm kind of in that mode where I want something just like this. So I'm going to take a sip and see if I can taste any of those tropical fruits.
And by the way,
Yeah.
While you are sipping, I have had this is not the first time Oddside has graced our show. Episode 62, Unicorn Saddles. I had a Java Chip Mint Stout from Oddside. Episode 113, Truck Stop Petting Zoo. I had a Foster the Banana from Oddside. And episode 149, the family episode. I had a Rum Ham. You remember the Rum Ham from Oddside? And so this, you know, this is the fourth time Oddside's actually been on our show. So.
Well, thankfully, I didn't have this particular one, but on episode 110, T-Rex of Honor, I had the Imperial Milk Stout from Ardent, which I didn't remember having that. And funny enough, back then, the link was to Untappd, which is what I have this time because their website doesn't tell you jack shit about the beer.
That would have been a travesty if you had already had it.
Oh, I would have had to explain it.
I'd stop recording and we'd have to start over.
I would have had some explaining to do. Now, I do taste the fruit in there. And like I said, there's another beer that I picked up recently that I bought a 4-pack and I drank that. And then I went and bought another 4-pack because it's very good. And it's along the lines of this. It's lighter. It doesn't have the high alcohol in there. So you do not feel like it's heavy. It's good that you can just sit like outside enjoying your new patio and your overabundance of patio furniture.
It's a good patio.
You could drink this pretty much all night. And with a lower alcohol, 4.6%, you could drink a whole ton of them and still feel pretty good the next day. I like it a lot. I do taste the fruit in there, which I think is probably a reason why I like it so much. I rated it a 4. It would be one that I would seek out again if I saw it. I would pick it up again. Yeah, and it's a lot like what I have for the second beer. So a good mix of everything without being too heavy, and especially as the weather gets hot. And starts to spend more time outside. I think this is a perfect beer for that. So if you can get the Ardent Craft Ales Little X IPA, I would highly recommend it.
I'm not doing it though.
I know you wouldn't. Nah, you wouldn't. It says tropical, so you would think that it's a bit more sweet and it's got a bit of that, but it does have a pretty serious bite to it. And it says 6 IBUs, and I always think of the really high IBUs. It's not overly bitter, but it does have that IPA to it. So you would get it near your face. You would certainly taste it. You would know it was an IPA before you even took a sip. But if you like those type of beers, then it's definitely one that, again, the one I would highly recommend.
We have discussed. I'm not terrible with IPAs. It's the grapefruit. I just can't do the grapefruit.
Yeah, not a lot of grapefruit in this. Yeah.
It might have been too bad then.
It does have a touch of that grapefruit to it, but it's not. It's hard to explain, but it's good. I like it.
Well, as long as you like it, Robert, that's all that matters.
It's all that matters.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you can't please everybody with a beer.
Yeah.
And you certainly can't please me with an IPA.
I got it at a local deli. They will give you the sandwich. I think I mentioned them last time. You get the sandwich, you get a beer. It's part of like a little, that's part of your happy meal, basically.
I like
and that's where I got this.
It's like an adult happy meal. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm nice. Actually, you know what? I'm going to have to go there tomorrow because I'm craving the shit out of a Reuben. And the last Reuben I got there was really good. So,
do you prefer sauerkraut or coleslaw on the Reuben?
Sauerkraut. I'm a Polish boy. I love sauerkraut. I mean, I love coleslaw, so I will take it.
Yeah.
But I will do sauerkraut every time if I have the choice.
And you got to do Thousand Island, right? Thousand Island?
Yeah. Yep. Are you a coleslaw on yours?
I'll take either one. Okay. I do. I love coleslaw. You know, I will often get the coleslaw. The sauerkraut's good too. Like, I'm not going to kick in either one of them out of bed, right? You know, you put enough corned beef and enough Thousand Island, you know, garnish it with whatever the fuck you want. It's delicious.
Yeah.
But it's got to be on rye, though. It's got to be on rye.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go see Doug tomorrow.
Yeah, go see Doug. Tell him I said hi.
I will.
Perfect.
You ready for crazy news?
Ready. Let's do it.
All right, make sure I find the right button. I fixed the sound, as you can tell. That's a sound we don't.
That was,
you know, I'm going to export that. I'm going to try to save that as your text tone. Well, my phone's always on silent, so I'll never hear
Every time I text you, you hear that whole song.
Oh, hold on. That's dedication. I think I'm getting an inbound text.
Sounds important. Yeah, sounds important.
Sent by Siri. Oh, hold on.
I use Siri so much for text messaging because what I find is when I'm at work, I just like all my personal text messages, I just tend to set them aside. And then when I get out of work and I'm on the road, then I'm like, all right. And I tell, you know, I ask Siri to read me my messages, and then they all come up through CarPlay, and then I respond. And so, you know, but
all the ones in unless
you're a colleague and there's a reason we have to communicate during business hours usually, then you're going to get a message from me from Siri because I'm probably on the road.
Well, I find I use my watch quite a bit for that. You know, mostly because, you know, Ben's 11 and doesn't want to have anything to do with hanging out with us. So he's hanging out in his room, or he's hanging out down here in the basement doing stuff. So I find I'm just shouting at my watch all the time to tell him it's time for dinner, time to turn that shit off.
Yeah. We use the Echo devices. I woke it up. Shut up. Go away.
Mine's not even plugged in.
Well,
I knew something was missing.
Oh man. Well, I have mine set to a different call word because every time I say Alexa, it freaks out, and then we have multiple Alexas that are responding to us. But anyway, we tend to use that. We use the announce feature all the time for the kids. Like, they'll be upstairs because they each have the ones with the dots with the clocks in their bedrooms, and we have it in the bathroom and the master bedroom and the kitchen and the basement. And we have them all over the place, so it's nice to be able to announce something. And usually, the kids
can never use that.
Usually respond. Oh, it's great.
Do you have to enable it, like, or just does it work?
Just say,
and Melissa and Ben are the only one. Actually, Madeline might be there, so you can try it.
Yeah, you say the wake word, and then you just say announce, and then whatever, and it will announce it.
Okay. Now, does it announce it in her voice or yours?
In your voice.
Oh, well, you can try it.
Alexa, announce, hey, family, how's everybody doing tonight?
Announcing.
Hey, family, how's everybody doing tonight?
And I just officially freaked everybody the fuck out. But anyway, now that your family all thinks that you've been hacked, I'm just waiting for the text messages to roll in. Robert, what the fuck's happening here? But anyway, So we use that a lot, but anyway. Let's see here. Let's do some crazy news here.
Yeah.
You want to go first? You want to go second? You want me to go?
Yeah, I'll take it. I didn't put them in any particular order, but I was actually laughing at this one when I was reading it, so I guess I'll take it. And it's not that it's, well, I mean, it is funny, but it's, you just have to sit there and listen. This one takes us to our friends at the Smoking Gun, where it says a woman was shocked by her son on Mother's Day. And I don't know why it's funny, but when you read why.
It's a pun. And it was Mother's Day, too, even better.
She was shocked. Man, 22, tased parent on her special day.
As we all.
The most shocking Mother's Day gift this year was the handiwork of a Wisconsin man, record show. During a disturbance yesterday afternoon, this was a couple days ago, obviously, a 43-year-old woman was tased in the neck by her son, who was upset because he could not find his phone. The things that people do for dumb shit like that.
I mean, I'd be pissed too, but I mean.
Right, but yeah.
I don't know if I'd be like, tased my mom pissed.
Yeah, well, I mean, and Melissa always gets honest. I mean, Ben and I are the kind of will look for something, and all of a sudden we jump the ladder. We can't find it, so all of a sudden it's just gone. But we probably looked at it. But anyhow, that's a different day. Investigators say that Andrew Peterson, 22, tased his mother in the victim's home in Lone Rock, a village about 45 miles west of Madison. After the tasing, Peterson left the residence with a 20-year-old girlfriend and the couple's young child. Police subsequently located Peterson, who reportedly admitted to using an electronic weapon, like Carmel, subsequently threw Carmel on her, admitted to using an electronic weapon on his mother on Mother's Day.
Electronic weapon.
Peterson's girlfriend, Colleen Parker, was also arrested for allegedly punching Peterson's mother in the face during a confrontation on Thursday.
That's good.
So this is like a thing that just happens to happen over there. Peterson and Parker pictured. Jesus Christ! I'm glad I even got through that. Peterson and Parker pictured in the above mugshots have been living in the victim's home for the past several months.
Oh,
I have a feeling that's about to change. They were booked yesterday into the Richland County Jail.
Unconditional love, Robert.
Well, only to a point. Parker was charged with battery and disorderly conduct. Although I guess that defeats the definition of
unconditional, for sure. Right? Yep.
That's fine. You can change it. Peterson was charged with battery, disorderly conduct, possession of an electronic weapon, and bail jumping in connection with a separate domestic battery case pending in Iowa County. Jesus. Peterson's rap sheet includes prior convictions for DUI, possession of drug paraphernalia, and trespassing.
One page. This is one page there.
Yeah, one page.
That's part of the story, Robert.
Parenthesis, one page.
And then there's a picture, and I'm not exactly sure why. I don't know if you can see it. There's a picture that says, this is a weapon, all
it's
natural
a story. We'll ground that for next beef, week when we...
carne morida de res. Apparently that's ground beef in Spanish, I think, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, probably.
Well, actually, and it takes us to something. I think we did this one. No, we didn't do this story, but it looks like one we did where somebody was arrested for beating up somebody with a stick of ground beef in the potato chip aisle.
Oh, man. So many funny assaults on the two bobs. Yeah.
We'll save that one in case. Yeah. You know, we every now and then we'll have a story that kind of falls flat when we realize it involves, you know, something that we don't think is that funny once we get four paragraphs into it. So
probably
leave that bookmark open.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Let's see here. India the Tiger. And who's what? No, a Bengal tiger.
No.
That's not the right story. What's happening here? Oh, wait, here we go.
Just make sure.
Oh, this is just a very short article, but that's okay.
Let's see.
All right. This is gonna take us to Delhi, Ohio, where a man is accused of stealing 14 cases of beer. Which is bad as it is, but then, and so he steals 14 cases of beer, but then he attempts to return it, stating his wife bought the wrong beer.
Well, first of all, you got to blame it on her. Second, the picture gives it away why it was returned, Rob.
Because he doesn't know how to wear a face mask over his nose.
Well, besides that, Rob, you tell the story. I mean, it's going to be fast.
No, it's going to be. It's going to be. Then we'll discuss.
Hopefully you didn't tell it already because I was looking at
pictures. I mean, the headline pretty much tells everything. There's the note, right? Anyway, a man is accused of stealing 14 cases of beer in Delhi Township,
Reuben.
This past Wednesday. According to the Delhi Township Police Department, a man loaded up his cart with 14 cases of beer at a Kroger store in Delhi Pike. Police said that he then attempted to return it, stating his wife bought the wrong beer. Police said Kroger employees tried to confirm the man's story, but said the man became angry and left the store with the beer. Kroger employees reviewed the surveillance footage of the theft and called police. Anyone with information on the identity of the man is seen in the images above. Asked to call the Delhi Township. Police Department. He's still at large, Robert. He's armed and dangerous, armed with 14 cases of Bud Light. What are you going to do with 14 cases of Bud Light?
Pour it down the drain or return it.
That's all. You're not going to drink it, right? You don't drink it. It's fucking Bud Light for a reason, because it's piss water. Unless you're going to feed it to other people. The only time you drink Bud Light is if you're at a party.
You're having people over.
It's 90 degrees and you're outside and all they have is Bud Light. Then you drink the fucking Bud Light and then you just, you know.
I'm not spending $12 a can for you to drink good quality beer at my house. I'm going to give you the Bud Light and then go into my own separate refrigerator inside.
Well, I'm not going to say I haven't done that. You know, you get the cooler with all the. You know what I want to get? I want to get one of those coolers for my patio, like the big ones that are on the wheels.
Yeah.
They have like the flaps that open up.
Yeah.
I'm going to get one.
You need a big Yeti cooler out there.
Those are fucking expensive. I want to spend $700. They're very nice, I'm sure. But I look at it, I'm like, $400 for a fucking cooler. Like,
yeah, but you get the sticker you can put in your back window of your car. So when you drive around, people know you're an asshole.
People know you're a fucking douchebag. Isn't that great? I want to advertise that. I want to advertise what a piece of shit I am by putting a fucking Yeti sticker on the back of my car.
You probably, I'm trying to think. So, but back in the day, I remember thinking of stickers on cars. Like, I'll put the little Apple sticker or something like that. And I haven't done that in ages, but
no,
because the novelty has worn off 40 years later, right?
Well, that's the thing. Now you're just an asshole if you have an Apple sticker. You might as well have a Yeti sticker.
Yeah. Well, no, you see the people that have the whole family Apple stickers. They've got the regular size ones from the computers, and then the phone ones are a little bit smaller, so they use that for all the kids. So they know that those kids. But I remember back in the day, we used to have, this is going back, and it probably was done by the time you were driving, but it was the Oakley sticker. We had this big, giant Oakley sticker. It was probably 3 feet long and went across your whole back windshield. And that was what people did back then. Thankfully, the whole big sticker thing is done.
Yeah, or the Nike swooshes.
Yeah.
Or the Adidas. The Adidas or the Nike swooshes.
Oakley was the thing. When I was 16, 17 years old, that was...
Yeah, the Oakleys.
That was the thing. The big giant Oakley sticker.
I had a pair of Maui Jims, and they were my favorite sunglasses of all time. They're in the Atlantic Ocean. So if you found any Maui Jims in the Atlantic Ocean,
if they've washed up anywhere,
please let me know. I'd like them back because I like those sunglasses a lot. Now I got some big ass aviators, but they're pretty cool. But anyway, I'm out of beer.
Yeah, I just poured it was probably one of my new favorites.
I gotta go get another one.
You got to. All right. Well, I'll play the Jeopardy music while
I'll be
wait.
Right back. Or you can do Golden Girls too. It's been a while. I'll be right back.
All right.
Hey, what are you doing in a strip club?
Hey, yeah.
Come say hi to Robert.
Come here.
Come on.
Come on, be a good boy.
What?
Come on. Stupid dog.
He's like, oh, I'll come downstairs.
It's because I'm the only one home right now.
Oh.
Kelly is across the street.
With the boys?
Hanging out with the neighbors. Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're not upstairs lighting matches?
We process a claim for Harrison. Oh, shit. Harrison. Finnegan. Stop it.
There's a video. I need to watch it. But I saw a reference to it, and it was talking about kids. They left 10 boys, I think, in a house for 5 days.
Okay.
So it's basically Lord of the Flies by the time.
That's a bad idea.
Boys alone house.
You have nice. So I got an Atwater Dirty Blonde. I don't know if I've had, have I had this beer in the show before?
Thanks. Well, you know what? It's either two.
Let's see here. Did I finish the last story yet? Yeah, I did, right?
No, you haven't had a Dirty Blonde.
Oh, well, let me tell you.
Now you have. You got to look it up now.
It's our friends at Atwater Brewery in Detroit. It's their Dirty Blonde. It's, you know, it's like, I don't even know. It's, let's see here. We make the kind of beer that we love. Unapologetic craft lagers and ales brewed with Detroit pride for people who enjoy great tasting beer. We're not seeking the approval of anyone else. We're just a group of hardworking beer loving folks that get to bottle our enthusiasm every day and share it with the world. So this is just I think this is a lager. It's from Atwater Brewery though. It's actually really good. It's you know, it's a light beer. It is just one of the, it's a good like summer beer. It's my go-to because it's, you can get like a case of them for not $1 million and it's light. So you can drink a bunch of it and it's nice because you can drink a bunch of it, but it doesn't taste like fucking shit. Like some, like most of the other beer, like lagers and stuff that are out there. So what I'm going to do right now, Robert.
Yeah.
I'm going to see how quickly I can drink this entire can of beer.
Uh-oh.
And let's see if I can do it without stopping. This is going to be great. I'm not going to shotgun it or anything like that, but I'm going to drink it as fast as I can. Just for fun. Just for the pleasure of our listeners. Here we go.
This is taking a long time.
Bullshit.
Must be a big can.
And I'm done.
Already?
There it is. What do you mean already?
I don't know.
I don't know. You were just saying it was taking a long time.
Well, it seemed like it at the time, but maybe it really wasn't. Maybe I was just being a little over anxious.
I think you were just jealous that I just drank that so fast.
Well, it must not have been good if you didn't enjoy it because you drank it.
It is good. It's a good beer. It's good to sip on. It's good to just throw down real quick like I just did.
Yeah.
What do we
I
got
would tell
here?
You about mine, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to save it for another episode because it's that good. I will actually go over to the store and buy some more to keep because I could see myself drinking this all summer. I had all four. Right. We went and got crabs at the local place and we sat outside and I drank four of these. And I didn't feel bad the next day. Yeah. Sometimes you do.
Yeah, you never know. Never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Yeah. So what do we got going on here?
I think this is me now. We're going to take us to our friends at Yahoo. Didn't even know they still existed, but
I was just going to say Yahoo's still a thing.
Yeah, I remember Yahoo was my home screen and then my homepage or whatever. Then Google came around. I was like, well, that's dumb. Where's all this shit all over it? And then after a while, I was like, I kind of like that. Doesn't have anything. It's very simple.
Yeah,
Yahoo it'd take you there, and you didn't know what to click. There was so much.
Remember when Google was just a search engine?
Yeah. I remember buying and just saying buying anything with Google, but Gmail invites came out, and I really wanted Gmail. I was like, ooh, yeah. Unlimited. So I bought, I think for like $2, I bought an invite on eBay because it was invite only at the very beginning.
Yeah, I was actually, what's funny is $2, so I was one of the first, I did not pay for an invite, but I was one of the first that accepted the invite. And
well, how did you get the invite? I mean,
so I applied at some point. I think I was watching, I had like an invite code that I got somewhere. I want to say it was probably the screensavers. I think it was on ZDNet. Or whatever it was called at that particular time. And I think they were talking about Gmail because Gmail, it wasn't unlimited, but it was a gigabyte.
Oh,
it was a gigabyte of inbox space. I'm like, wow, gigabyte. That's so much room. I'll never run out of a gigabyte. And so I think that's where I ended up getting that from. But I was I was a very early adopter of Gmail, and quite honestly, that same Gmail account, I still use it today as my main
I changed mine. I'm gonna look and see when it was my purchase. It probably won't tell me what it was because it's so long ago. But
yeah,
thankfully nothing's unpaid. It shows. That's good.
That is good.
Yeah, I'm sure it doesn't tell me. Gmail. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I was like, $2 is fine. I mean, if you get scammed out of it, who cares? $2.
Hey, I just got an email from Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. It says, maybe good afternoon, recreation center members. Oh, this is for my my township recreation center. With the update to the order, beginning Saturday, May 15th at 9 o'clock, masks will no longer be mandated for individuals that are fully vaccinated using the facility. For those who are not fully vaccinated, we ask you to continue to wear your mask. See, and I agree with this. See, that's the thing, is I completely agree that if you're fully vaccinated, you should not have to wear a mask. Like, I feel like, we've talked about this. Now that I'm vaccinated, I feel like my vaccination card should be like the new Visa Black. Like, I should be able to get into anywhere. Like, I go to a restaurant and there's a lineup of people and I show my card and I'm like, oh, Mr. Phillips, thank you for coming today. Card. We have a table ready for you.
Yeah,
I said card. How do you say card? Say card.
I don't know. That's fine. I'm not going to get into
it. I say it the regular way. Go fuck yourself. I say it just fine. Which, by the way, I'm only using 4.99 gigabytes of my 15 gigabytes allotted to my Gmail account. I just wanted to check.
I'm going to check.
Are we still doing crazy news?
Yeah, it's crazy already.
This is very crazy.
I'm using 4 gigs of 15 gigs, but this is my second account. I won't tell you. I have 3. There's one that I changed and then one that I have my full name, you know, for like resumes and shit.
Yeah.
But, I only work anywhere for 15 years before I leave, so I don't really have a lot going on there.
15 is a lot of time.
News.yahoo.com tells us about an Orlando lawyer and mother.
What's happening there?
It's one and the same person. It's not 2 different people.
She hot?
I'm going to leave that out. Left her kids. I mean, she could be. She looks like she's had a bad day. Left her kids at home to run an SUV into their father's house. So let me explain. Disbarment has been recommended for an Orlando lawyer who rammed her Land Rover into her ex-husband's house.
So she must have been a good attorney then. Land Rovers are not cheap.
No. And she had so much money, she could just slam it into somebody's house.
Yeah.
She rammed it into her ex-husband's house and told his girlfriend, "I will kill you, bitch." And then spat on police officers.
Oh, yeah. You're not supposed to do that, Robert.
No. Well, and you know what? That just tells me she's jealous. And it means she's single.
Might put your career in jeopardy.
Could be. Like, if she had moved on. Like, you could look and go, okay, well, you know, she's already got a boyfriend, right? But she's still engaged to being mad at this guy. She's not engaged like married, but engaged like she's involved with being angry at him and whatever he's done.
She could look worse.
She could look worse. Court documents say 40-year-old Francine Bogumil, I'm going to right-click and search with Google, later texted her ex-husband, "Shit's about to get ugly." All this violated several laws, court orders, as well as standards for behavior by a member of the Florida Bar, which Bogumil has been a member since 2006.
Doesn't look bad.
As for the criminal matters, you're going to friend her on Facebook. Well, you don't have a Facebook. Bogumil pleaded no. I friend all of the criminals in these episodes, by the way, on Facebook, just to see if, you know, maybe they've turned their life around. I like to you know, send a few bucks through a GoFundMe or something.
They all have a GoFundMe, right?
Right. Everybody does.
Yeah.
Bogumil pleaded no contest and was found guilty of one count of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, not an electronic weapon like before.
What if she has one, Instagram.
One count. Yeah, she's got an electronic weapon. One count of assault on a law enforcement officer. One count of domestic violence battery. Two counts of, so this is taking a long time. Two counts of violating a domestic violence restraining order. So she's a little bit crazy. And two counts of criminal, although I don't want to say that because she'll sue me because she's a disbarred lawyer. And two counts of criminal mischief.
That's a lot.
She's doing 51 weeks in Orange County Jail, which means she won't be available for a while, which will be followed by a year of community control, 2 years of modified probation. Oh, so she's got problems, Rob. She's probably
a
pickup.
Yeah, you know what, though? She does angel charms on the side.
On Etsy?
She's got an Etsy. She does angel charms. So, I mean, I feel like you can make angel charms to make up for being... for no longer being a successful attorney, right?
I think so.
What's an angel charm gonna? I mean, what, you can sell those for what, $3-4 each?
I guess so. And
you have to sell a lot of angel charms.
Oh, well, you have to send me the link. Oh my goodness!
Can you imagine though? She runs into some guy's house, just fucking angel charms fly everywhere. you couldn't really get mad at that point, right?
She just got them in the trunk.
She's got this fucking. She's got a car full of angel charms. She slams into the house. Angel charms everywhere. It's fucking flying angels. Oh boy!
She's got multiple mugshots as well.
Yeah. Why does she have so many though? Like she's got like 3-4 mugshots. I don't understand. What's happening here? But you know, she's got a LinkedIn though. Her LinkedIn. She could look worse. Like when it comes to crazy news from the looks, from the people that we're exposed to, I'd say she's like a 7 or an 8, right? Like, here, look at this picture. This is she looks very good here. Let's see.
I'm just trying to find these charms and maybe.
Yeah, let's see. You got to find the angel charm. Should we buy some angel charms? Just
we'll send them to Dave.
She's an attorney at law in greater Houston area.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, Jesus. I found the.
I'm going to connect to her on LinkedIn.
See if she needs some wealth management. I'm going to send you this picture of the getaway scene, Rob. It looks like it comes from a surveillance helicopter.
Oh, look at that. She's like, all right, give me the. Why she got a baby? She's got a baby in a carrier.
So she rams her black Land Rover into the house, and then she goes running away with a car seat. And she's got a tramp stamp, Rob. I think you don't really have to zoom in to see that it goes all the way across.
Yeah,
there.
But I mean, you know,
Well, you know what? Okay it's a little
with,
bit.
I'm okay with that, right?
It's only a tramp stamp if her pants are pulled down. And I don't think that's the case. So maybe it's one of those little tags that tells you like the brand of the pants. It's not close enough to tell, but it's like, it looks like it's shot from a drone, like a military drone. It's got all the little things around the side with like coordinates and stuff. So it's not like a Ring camera.
That's true.
There's a lot going on. I'm gonna stop Googling. So the state Supreme Court suspended
her
offered a referee to make a discipline recommendation.
I didn't realize we were still going.
You read a really short story, I think, and this one's a little bit longer. So two state Supreme Court suspended her and offered a referee to make it's Yahoo, but Rob, they got to stay relevant.
Yeah.
The referee, 19. I didn't know they had referees in court. 19th Judicial Circuit Judge Darrell J. Eisenhower, the third, posted his report last week in which he recommended immediate disbarment.
Oh, that seems
a little excessive. Didn't get hit with any child neglect charges because she carried the one in the car seat.
I mean, I wouldn't want her to be my attorney. 5-year-old and
11-year-old children at home.
That's a problem. We shouldn't do that.
Well, I mean, it depends.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true. For a middle of the night automotive assault on her ex. So why is that picture in the daytime if this was a middle of the night? So maybe she did it more than once. She posted bonds.
How do you smash jail with a stand-in? How do you smash your car through a house more than once? She has more than one Land Rover. She's got a backup just in case.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
She's
crazy. Crazy day.
She smashed her Land Rover into the back of a rented GMC Yukon in her ex-husband's driveway that sent the GMC SUV into the garage door.
Shouldn't do that either.
Her ex-husband came out of the house to see his ex-wife hurling objects at his girlfriend's BMW, shattering the windows, he told Orange County Sheriff's deputies after calling 911. He went outside to get between his girlfriend and his former wife. He admitted to responding to her two slaps in the face with a slap to her face. Oh, no. Just before police arrived, the girlfriend said Francine yelled at her, "I will kill you, bitch."
Oh, you shouldn't say that either. Oh, boy.
Motion for prosecutors.
There's a restraining order now. Yeah.
But your life will become uglier and uglier because this is your choice. You want war.
Crazy.
Wow.
There's a blue light on my shirt. It's from the microphone. I'm trying to. Why is my shirt glowing blue? It's because of this. There's this blue spot on my shirt right here. You see that? You see that right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's glowing. See? It's glowing blue. This is a blue light on my microphone. I shouldn't have shotgunned that beer. All right? Can we agree?
There is a slight derailment. I've only had 2-4% ones, but there's a slight train derailment, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Well, I got these, and then I got this one. This one's very strong. And the odd side. It's caramel. It's caramel.
Okay.
I'm at a strip club. I'm at a strip club as well. Most people don't podcast from strip clubs.
I'll say what I want when I'm inside a strip club.
Or you can say whatever you want, right?
Right.
You got $20. Right. I can borrow. I need a lap dance. No, I'm just kidding. Kelly, I love you.
Why don't you tell us about our next story?
Woman says she caught the boyfriend cheating when he accidentally sent video. So have you ever taken, obviously you have an iPhone and you've taken,
right.
You've taken live photos and you got to know that right. records a few seconds before and a few seconds after.
So right. It's like careful. A short video.
It's a short video. And I think right. that's what happened here, but it takes us, our friends at Fox News. I don't know if you've heard about right. them.
So it's real.
Oh, Kelly just sent me a kissy
face. I'm sure the article's been vetted.
Yeah. So the friends of Fox News, according to them, a woman says she caught boyfriend cheating. Kelly said, are you still podcasting? Yes. Yes. Oh, wait. Yes. Almost,
I'll reply to.
Almost finished. Finish, probably.
I replied too, but I replied faster than you did.
Thank you for doing that. This is going to take us to Fox News.
You're going to be no good to her when you get over there.
I don't know. I don't know where this in the planet this occurs. Doesn't matter. Where a woman says she caught her boyfriend cheating when he accidentally sent a video instead of a photo. And I think I read somewhere where it's like a live photo. Or there was somewhere. Anyway. Technology is not right. a cheater's best friend. I mean, you can go. I feel like you could probably go either way with that. I mean, just depends. If you know how to use it the correct way. I don't know. A woman recently shared a story to her social media followers saying that she had caught her boyfriend cheating, according to her, an unfortunately timed photo he sent her revealing that he was spending time in a hotel room with another woman. Whoopsies.
Wonder if his wife drives a Land Rover.
Serena Kerrigan posted the revealing photo to her TikTok account where she wrote, "When the guy you're dating says he misses you, but then you click the live photo." Oh, there it is. Boom. Apparently, the unnamed man sent a live photo, which is essentially a short video instead of just a still image. Groom dislikes bride's dress. Wait, no, that's a different thing. Why do they got to do that? Why do they have to put links in the middle of stories? While the initial photo appeared to show an empty hotel bed with a stuffed lamb propped up near the pillows, the footage reveals another woman jumping onto the bed from out of frame.
Oh, no.
Since the video was originally posted, it has been viewed over 6.5 million times In the comments, some user questioned whether or not the story was true, with one user writing, "This is TikTok. It's 95% fake." Other users, however, responded by claiming that similar situation had happened to them. "The guy I was talking to went on a trip," wrote one user, "and I asked for a picture. When I clicked the live, someone in the car said, 'Are you done?'" Whoopsies. No. Another seemingly jilted lover wrote, "A guy I dated did the same, and a Bumble notification popped up on the live." Some users added their own advice, with one user writing, "This is why I always hold down the photos when they send." I wish women would stop exposing these tricks, because now men will know," added another, "because he's afraid he's going to get caught because he's a fucking piece of shit." That wasn't part of the story. I added that narrative to the very end. Finnegan, come here.
Oh, no.
Somebody must have let Finnegan. Fuck, I'm wasted. Somebody must let Finnegan out. So I don't think he's here. No, Finnegan's not at the strip club with me right now. So I think somebody else is home and let him out of the... Oh, no, here he is. Oh, hi, Finnegan. Hi. Finnegan, you good boy. Come say hi to Robert. Come here. Come here. Say hi to Robert. Oh. Come here. Oh, no, you're going to break the microphone again. Boy.
Well, see, he's in the strip club. He's looking for French fries on the ground.
I heard the buffet is great.
French fries. Really wish I had French fries now.
We have Tuesday afternoon. Big old
plate of tater tots.
The Tuesday afternoon buffet is great. It's half price for lap dances.
No tips required.
No.
All right. Let's see. So that was.
Oh, no. Anyway, watch out.
All right. This one's going to take us to our friends at the Whiskey Riff, Rob. I don't know if we've ever been to the Whiskey Riff, but
I think this is the first time. It's whiskey with an E. There's an EY at the end. So that's good.
So that's the correct way. It's like saying caramel.
Why doesn't it have a reader?
Well, it tells us that a man was arrested at Kid Rock's.
Where are you? Did you just disconnect?
No, I'm here.
Why did you stop talking? Why did you stop?
I thought you were asking me a question. I didn't want to be rude and speak over you like I usually do.
No.
Well, our friends at the Whiskey Riff.
What happened, Robert? What happened at the Whiskey Riff?
Well, the Whiskey Riff, a man was arrested at Kid Rock's bar for removing his colostomy bag and swinging it around.
We had
a real live shit storm at Kid Rock's last night, people. No, literally. According to at Scan Nashville, so you know it's good. And you know those people are smart on Twitter. A call came over the Metro Nashville Police Radio last night. Although they have some fine cowgirls here off to the side. Last night, for assistance at Kid Rock's big-ass honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse on Lower Broadway. So just in case you didn't know, if you were going to say, hey, where do you want to meet? How about we meet at Kid Rock's big-ass honky-tonk rock and roll steakhouse over on Lower Broadway? That's the name of the restaurant. Why can't we just go to Hooters? Seems like there's no man who is stirring up shit at the bar. And by that, I mean he had removed his colostomy bag and was flinging poo around at the others. According to scanner traffic.
What did they say,
this
Robert?
Was the third, well, they said that this was the third time police had been in contact with the man that night. And he had previously refused medical attention.
Oh, man.
He said, nah, I already shit today. Then when police encountered the man again, he removed
my colostomy bag has been emptied. Oh, no.
Did he dump it in his hand and fling it like a chimpanzee? I don't know.
That's the way I would do it. I don't have a colostomy bag, though.
If you did, though, how would you swing it? If you were swinging your colostomy bag at police.
Like a lasso.
Yeehaw! Nashville. Everything's a Nashville. Everything's a lasso.
That's the way I would do it.
You can be, you can imagine being out at a night of partying and literal feces starts raining down on you.
Oh boy.
There's just no coming back from that, Rob. And you're probably not going to get any, right? If you're out at the club and you're thinking, I'm going to find somebody, I'm going to find a girlfriend, but I'm covered in shit, it's probably not going to happen.
Literal feces. Call it a night.
TTP 154. Literal covered feces. In feces.
Oh, man.
This would be the last episode. Call it a night, call it a weekend, call it a year.
It's raining feces.
But you've got to call it at that point.
TTB 154, raining feces.
Oh, man. It's over. That's one time they'll be thankful that we're still required to wear masks.
That's true. At least it can't get your nose in your mouth, right?
Well, if you're wearing it right. The poo-flinging man was eventually arrested. Thoughts and prayers for the poor officer had to transport him to the clink. And at least one officer was temporarily out of service after having to run home to make a wardrobe change.
Oh, boy.
Got to think he deserves the rest of the night off for that one. There's no word yet on what the charges the man's facing. It's probably assault. Am I right?
Feces assault.
I would hate.
Fecal assault.
I would hate to be the cellmate once he gets to jail.
That's a shitty night.
There's anything worse than the woo girls downtown, but the poo girls definitely take the cake on that one. Looks like Nashville is finally getting back to normal. Then there's a tweet here from Kevin Walters. I am not comfortable being in the same bar with someone swinging his colostomy bag around years old.
That's true.
Oh, man, too funny.
I got to agree with that guy.
Head down to the whiskey riff.
Finnegan, what are you doing? Oh, there's somebody up there.
Oh, the door is open. Who's here?
I'm coming. Fuck, I'm wasted. To finish.
You guys are probably the coolest Bobs of all the Bobs.
To finish this episode off, we're going to go to our friends at New World News Daily Report.
Well, we got one more story.
Where a man was hospitalized.
What happens?
Well, he was hospitalized, Robert, after making 3 pounds of laundry detergent. Wait, let's try that again. He was hospitalized after mistaking 3 pounds of laundry detergent and a laundromat for cocaine. Yeah, you don't want to do that. That's worse than the Tide Pod challenge. A Florida man is being hospitalized after he mistook several pounds of laundry detergent and a local laundromat for cocaine. Mario Iglesias, 47, at Miami resident, claims that he had been partying for the past week when he decided to take a break and wash his clothes at the nearby laundromat. Iglesias admits his use of drugs and alcohol may have impaired his judgment at the time. I've been snorting for days, so when I saw a bag of cocaine laying next to me at the laundromat, I just shoved my face in it and started snorting, as we all do. Mario Iglesias, 47, told the reporters, I definitely had a high from snorting the detergent. Oh, so we're confirming it works. But I realized something was wrong when I started bleeding from my eyes, ears, and nails. Your nails bleeding, that's a problem. That's how you should go to the hospital. Mario Iglesias added, possibly visibly happy to be alive. Iglesias also said the detergent had several unexpected secondary effects. Maybe you don't know about this.
What were some of the secondary effects, Rob? The article's not done.
I had to see it. I had this huge erection. I had this huge erection for days.
Oh,
he had a huge erection for days.
I don't know.
The nurses seemed to be very impressed. Iglesias said laughingly, in 2019, a similar case occurred after a man was hospitalized after snorting 10 pounds of flour, believing it was cocaine. I wonder if he had an erection, though, for days.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's a turn of events right there. Oh, man. After reading this, I kind of want to snort some laundry detergent. Chick gets away from
you quick when you snort laundry detergent.
Yeah, apparently it gives you a boner.
Too funny.
All right, and there we go from our friends that were over at World News Daily Report. Thank you for for enlightening us as to the story and also why we should all be snorting laundry detergent. Be for people with erectile dysfunction are probably going to just clear the shelves at the local stores of their laundry detergent so they can snort it. Arrest, making it impossible for them to conduct a test to determine his blood alcohol level.
Whoa, watch your step. You could walk into some
bullshit. Did you hear about the teen who suffers a broken neck after giving blowjobs to 17 men to celebrate his 17th birthday? No. Oh, man. I'm going to be busy on my 40th birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
Irish Pfizer.
Can't say you're dehydrated.
Irish Pfizer plan releases 750 tons of Viagra in river. Thousands of sheep go on a sex craze.
I saw that. I was laughing.
Oh, man. That's great. All right.
Oh, damn it. 154.
Yeah. Look at that. We did it. We did it. We put an episode on the books, Robert.
Finally. I will tell you that next week, I don't know what's going on next week. I think next week is probably off limits, but the following week will be fine.
All right.
We'll see.
I got nothing.
Just so you know. Just putting that out there.
The lights just turn off in here. Hey, don't turn the lights off.
You didn't pay the bill.
Somebody turn the lights off. Echo, turn the lights on in the basement. There we go. They're back on now.
All right. Well, we won't see you next week probably, but who knows? Just play it by ear every time. Yeah, well, some of us will.
Who the fuck is
kind of.
Who keeps turning the lights off?
You're going to swear to that, okay?
Kids or Kelly, somebody thinks they're funny and they're not. Echo, turn the basement lights on.
Maybe the lights were never on to begin with.
They were on, Robert. I'm going to find out who it is.
Oh, too funny.
I was trying to catch them in the act. Shut the door suddenly.
All right, we'll see you.
Oh yeah, sorry, we're still recording.
We'll see you sometime soon.
Yeah, we'll see you at some point in the near future, and have a good one.
Always turn off live photos.
Always. Look like my head fell off. Oh, shit. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.